Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need, no matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project. We got you covered here at The Home Building Hero, coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes and your host of The Home Building Hero. Today we're talking soaring high lumber prices. And this is something that's been going on for a while, and it is not getting any better, and it doesn't look like there's going to be major relief in sight. So just want to kind of give you guys an overview of what's going on. If you guys are thinking of building, even if you're thinking of doing a renovation project or doing anything over the summer that involves buying some lumber, buckle up, because it's going to be expensive, and it's just gotten out of hand. I mean, the numbers that we're seeing right now are absolutely crazy, and I'll be throwing some numbers out at you so you guys can kind of hear what I'm talking about, because it's just been a rough year for commodities, and especially for home building, when there's a lot of people that need homes. Affordability is a huge issue, and we are still seeing these massive increases. It's making it get to the point where it's almost unaffordable for people to build a new home. So kind of a couple quick things on this. So let's go back to last year, January, February of last year. We go by a thing called a lumber index, basically. And a lot of times they do a price per board feet. So when we talk about lumber prices as a commodity, typically it's 1,000 board feet. And so as of, January, February last year, we were in the mid 400 range for 1,000 board feet of lumber. That's sort of your composite price. And obviously the pandemic hit, and they shut down or slowed down the supply from the mills, figuring, people are going to lock down, people are going to stop building, everything's going to shut down. Of course, factories kind of shut down as well, just for safety protocol. Well, unfortunately, the demand did not shut down. In fact, the demand increased. The demand increased because builders were still building. They were deemed essential, so they were able to keep their building going. Consumers went out to the home stores with all their extra time and needs for extra space and different things, and they went out and they bought lumber, and they did projects. So there was additional demand that wasn't expected. So you had lowering of supply, increasing in demand, and guess what happens? The price shoots up.
Happy clients, more profits, less stress. That's a trifecta of the construction business. We all want that, right? Well, after working and talking with hundreds of home builders and remodelers over the past 2 years, BuildBook has discovered the one common ingredient that determines the success of your construction business: the client experience. And we're not talking about just during a project. A client's experience goes from their first impression to their final payment and everything in between. And if you drop the ball anywhere in that journey, things can get super messy, super quick. BuildBook has developed a first-of-its-kind platform that focuses on helping you deliver throughout the client journey, the one thing standing between you and achieving the trifecta of construction. It starts with marketing tools to attract the right leads. Add in sales tools so you can win the best projects, and finish with project tools that knock your client's socks off. Marketing, sales, and project tools all rolled into one simple yet powerful platform designed to give you and your business an unfair advantage. If you're looking for happier clients, more profits, and less stress, head on over to buildbook.co now and try it for free yourself. That's buildbook.co. And if you let them know you heard about them on the Home Building Hero podcast, they'll send you a free swag pack.
And it got bad. I mean, by the end of the year, close to September of 2020, we were over $900 per thousand. So over double the price for lumber. On a typical new construction home, that added to about a $16,000 increase to the cost of a home, which is just astronomical, just to have that much of an increase on one component of the home. Now, it's a big one, but it's still a huge increase. We got a little relief end of September, October, when the tariff was reduced on Canadian lumber. It went down from 20% down to 9%. So we got about 11% decrease in the tariff that did soften the prices temporarily, and it got down to in the 700 range. But as the new year clicked over and demand continued to be strong, we're not sure exactly what's going on, if there's some collusion going on again with the lumber mills. They're trying to max their prices. You know, they're claiming that they're still having issues with people in COVID and it's cutting down on their production. But prices have spiked back up. As of today here in February of 2021, we are over $860 per thousand board feet. We're nearly back to that same high that we had in September, and we're going the wrong direction. And builders all across the country are concerned. It's a huge issue, and it's just ridiculous how much this has gotten. And you know, everybody's got to raise prices and continue to raise prices. And builders have a challenge because we have people that we've contracted to build a home, and you know, you sign that contract, and then all of a sudden, you know, it takes so long to start that home. So you sign a home, it takes 4 months to get it started. Meanwhile, the price of lumber keeps going up. Builders' margins are getting decreased, and builders struggle with, do we pass this on to the consumer? Do we not? You know, it's a customer service issue as much as anything. And how do you deal with that? So, it's definitely a challenge, and something that we all have to deal with. And it's not always a fun conversation if you have a customer and you have to tell them that, you know, your lumber price just shot up, and you know, we're gonna have to adjust the price of your home. I don't think they like to hear that. So just as an example, and this is a real life example, we have a condo that we bid currently that we're going to be building. We built one basically the exact same unit about a year ago, let's say 14 months ago, just to be more accurate. It was about 14 months ago we built this condo. It's a side-by-side, about 1,800 square feet per side. And we paid in around the 80,000 range for the entire lumber package on that condominium, which is still pretty high because that used to be like a $65,000 to $70,000 lumber package a couple years earlier. So it was already up roughly about 16 grand. Today, we just got the bid in for this unit, same unit, 14 months later, $125,000 for the lumber package, $125,000 compared to around $80,000 14 months ago. That's the real impact. So, you know, if you look at this, you know, you've got about $40,000, you're looking at almost $20,000 per unit. In increase, 20,000. So that's not really very sustainable to have those kind of increases. And I just did some number studies back earlier, and if you hadn't listened to that podcast, you may want to tune in. So in my earlier podcast, we talked a little bit about the difference between new homes and existing homes, and that price has gotten close to $80,000. And then you throw on a potential $20,000 lumber increase, we're seeing some huge gaps occurring between existing homes and new homes. And it's literally just basically materials and labor. It's not that builders are jacking their prices up. It's not that the lumber yards are jacking their prices up. Everybody's paying these new high figures for lumber. We have had some scares earlier where I just talked to my lumber yard, and they said that you know, about a month ago, they were worried they weren't going to have enough I-joists to supply the demand that they have. And, you know, that subsided. They were able to get the product. But a lot of the lumber yards, they used to always kind of be more, I don't want to say savvy, but they would be a little bit more strategic when they bought materials. Oh, hey this got to this level. Okay, I'm going to pull the trigger. Now they're just literally telling the mills, just whatever it's going to cost, send it to me. I just need to get the product. And they're not even kind of fighting on the numbers. And they just want to make sure they have product available. And that's scary. And that's all things that are happening that are pushing those things up. So you're going to see a lot of activity from builder end, advocacy end, trying to combat this, because obviously we're telling people you got to stay home. You're safer at home, and they want us to be building more homes. We need to be building more homes. We're hitting a demand for homes and production close to the 2006 levels, which were a very high production, and yet we've got these crazy numbers. So it's very scary out there, and expect to pay a lot more if you're buying it on your own, if you're building, and be prepared to see those commodity numbers move for these new homes, move in an upward direction. All right, sorry to give you guys bad news. That's what it is, and be prepared to pay more for lumber, and we'll definitely be checking back on this, and if we get some more information, I will certainly share that with you guys as well. So once again, David Bellman here, president of Bellman Homes, coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.